Well, Scott, let's look at what's happening market-wise today. Everybody had some anticipation to the Federal Reserve announcement. And as I was doing some reading yesterday, they said unless they did some changing and the dollar dropped, the markets wouldn't care. Well, I tell you, the dollar dropped, and it seems these grains are really caring.
They certainly are taking off again today, and that's in reaction to the dollar getting stronger. And also, I think, a little bit of looking ahead to the reports coming out next week where they're expecting corn supplies to be backed up even further through the lack of production. They're looking for about a 1 to 2 bushel decrease in production.
Now, looking at the numbers for the corn, I know that the traders, and you talk about that USDA report coming out next Tuesday. Between that and the inflationary environment, how do we market on a trade like this?
Well, you know, you really got to look at they're going to be competing for more acres again next year, so we're probably going to end up with a market that's still got some volatility to it moving in. Is $7 out of reason? Probably not, because as we see funds trying to step into this market as well, they could accentuate this volatility. But I think it's going to be an early topping market next year, so that we may want to try to position ourselves to take advantage of these good prices ahead of what could be a very huge production next year.
You know, despite those numbers coming out, the fresh demand news for the soybeans, especially with China, has been really quiet this week.
It has been, although we've had a good export sales report again. All three grains were within expectations, corn and wheat maybe a little bit to the lower side of it. But overall, you know, it's indicative of that weak dollar, and we're moving the grain on out. We'll be competing with South America here eventually on the soybean side, so early sales are very important on these soybeans.
Any concerns for this wheat market when it's dealing with the weather that it's been as of late?
Well, they're looking at a little bit dry concerns, but you know, they're also looking at the fact that Europe may be using up some of their excess surplus of wheat, and they'll be focusing on the U.S. wheat, and that could increase our export levels.
Over to the livestock side of our trade, as we look at this cattle market. Now, a trade really that opened to the higher side.
It did, and that was a little bit on the surprising side, as beef has been a little bit weaker. We're getting into some a little bit larger numbers, both in the hogs and the cattle. Cash prices were a touch weaker here at 153, 154 this week. Texas was off down to 98. So a little bit of a surprise here on the stronger market today. Part of that, though, is, again, on the same with the grains. We got strong exports and consuming that domestic supply.
Are you pleased with how the cash is traded this week for the cattle?
Well, I think we were at some pretty high prices, and we're going to need these higher prices in order, whether you're talking about cattle, hogs, or poultry, as we move into higher costs of gains. And so hopefully we can kind of keep toward that dollar level, although it wouldn't surprise me as we move down to the mid-90s here later this quarter.
Over to the hog market, they too opened higher and really seen a one-week high for the month of December.
Well, they've been selling off pretty strong here, and the cash market's been continually weakening. They too are facing some higher weights right now, actually record weights, and their supplies are plentiful at this point in time. Packer margins are in the black. They're doing some Saturday kills, trying to pull some of the supply out of the market. And as we move into tighter numbers this next quarter, we should see a rebound in prices.
Are the weights starting to come down at all?
Well, I wouldn't say they're coming down. They're still at the record levels, but they're slowing down on the increase of the weights, so that could be indicative of a downtrend here shortly.